And welcome back to Focus. We're joined by Mercer County Farm Bureau Manager Jenna Preston. Hello, Jenna.
Hey, nice to be with you today and some updates on some programs.
Well, first I want to start with harvest because, man, the crops are looking good this year. The soybeans, the corn, all looking healthy.
Yeah, they are. And with the heat that we've had this week, we'll see how fast harvest will come. But just want to make everybody aware, safety is an all year round thing. So when our farmers are moving their equipment or there is anhydrous tanks out, please be careful. I don't think there'll be any anhydrous tanks out this week because it is way too hot for that. So, but just want to make people aware.
Very good. As harvest time is upon us. And now, Jenna, you brought a few things today, and one of them is a brochure about the market series. What is that called again?
Market Outlook Seminar Series. It's been a program that we've had for several years, and it is put on by the Henry, Rock Island, and Mercer County Farm Bureaus. We have four seminars throughout the year. Two in 2024 and two in 2025. So our September one is coming up quickly. It's September 10th at the Lavender Crest Winery in Kelowna, and we will be hearing from Nathan Losey. And we have a great lineup this year. We have Matt Bennett in November. He's been well requested, mm-hmm. So we finally got him. And then in 2025, Joe Camp, our friend at Comstock Investments.
We know him, Jenna, because he's on RFD Today all the time with Jim Taylor.
So. Yes, and then to round out the seminar series, we are ending it with Chip Nellinger on July 1st. So
That sounds like some good information would come from that series.
Yeah.
We were talking about farm safety during harvest, and Farm Safety Week starts on the 15th of September. What are some of the topics going on during that Monday through Friday week?
Yeah, so for this year's National Farm Safety Week, the theme is Don't Learn Safety by Accident, mm-hmm. Which is kind of a fun play on words, but please don't learn safety by enduring an accident.
That means don't follow too close, everybody.
Yes. So the first day is equipment and rural roadway safety. So I preach that a lot about every time I'm on WRMJ. So there'll be some seminars for folks to join if they would like to join. Please feel free to call the office and we can get you that information.
All right.
So, and then the 17th is the health and wellness, and that has everything to do with
mental health. Is that part of it?
Yes, yeah. That's part of it, as well as farm machinery is loud. So making sure you have that ear protection and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then this is important to the ag sector is the generations of farming, mm-hmm. is the 18th. That's the theme. A lot of that has to do with farm succession, mm-hmm. planning. So it's always good to have that done before something unexpected happens.
If something were to happen, you got to have a plan in place.
So. Yeah. And then the 19th is confined spaces. Obviously, that's pretty grain related, and making sure that you have the follow the correct safety procedures.
Well, and grain bin accidents are so real. They've happened around here on multiple occasions.
Yes.
So we really have to be careful there.
Yes. And then the 20th is reporting ag injuries. Mm-hmm. So making sure that those are reported so there's more of a little bit of an accurate data out there for those.
So we know how everything's doing so we can improve safety down the line as well.
Yes.
I know last year this was a big hit, Bushels for Hunger. Farmers were very giving last year.
Yes. So this is our 15th year of doing this. So it's sponsored by the Henry, Mercer, and Rock Island County Farm Bureaus. It runs through October 1st to January 31st of 2025. In the past, 1.6 million meals have been provided.
Wow, that's great.
In the past 14 years.
That
so
is
that's
incredible.
Great, and it comes back to our local communities. Last week we had a mobile food pantry delivery from Riverbend here in Aledo. So that's just the point, you know, our local communities need this and our farmers need this. So over $300,000 have been raised.
Our farmers will not let you go hungry. That's
no.
one thing for sure. Especially
no.
at the fair, I'll tell you
right,
that much,
right?
Yeah.
And we do partner with our local elevators. So if there's a farmer out there that wants to donate, go to the local elevators that are on the marketing pieces and they will be able to help you out.
And we'll be keeping you updated about that right here at WRMJ. Jenna Preston, Mercer County Farm Bureau Manager, thank you so much for coming in today. And this has been Focus.